Dr. Hussain, can you follow up about this patient?
Yes. What I did is I treated her with narcotics for her pain, sent her for a radiation oncology consult. She started radiation immediately. She finished the radiation on 12:30:05. But Ed, you're absolutely right. The main trouble I'm facing with her is her appetite. I put her on Magaze, knowing it's adenocarcinoma, it might increase the risk of DVT, but I didn't have anything else to do. I think probably she might benefit from an antidepressant medication. And I did the PET scan just because the surgeon thought this could be hepatobiliary or pancreas. I don't know why he came with that idea. It was negative in that area. On Wednesday, I started her on carboplatin and taxotere, AUC of 5 and 75 milligram per meter square. Because I irradiated a lot of her spine, yesterday she took Neulasta, and I started her on Zometa because of the multiple bone lesions. I did not want to start Avastin the first cycle because I've given her so many drugs at the same time. She has the incision in the scalp, although it's not a large one. She had a port, but I will definitely be adding Avastin the second cycle.
What's your experience, Dr. Hussain, been with in terms of reimbursement for Avastin in lung and colon and breast, for that matter?
Yeah. In colon, we don't have a lot of problems at all. In breast, we had a couple of patients treated, but a couple of patients denied. We are trying to get actually 3 studies Avastin in breast because probably that's the only way we are going to be able to get it in breast. The reason is insurance companies are very concerned. We are going to be using Avastin and Herceptin, and they cannot even pay for one. Therefore, they are worried about the second one. In lung, I've treated, this is the third patient I will be considering for Avastin. The first one, insurance paid. The second one did not, but the family paid for it, actually. But that patient didn't do very well. She progressed so fast. 3B pleural effusion around 5 months ago, within 3 to 4 months. Unfortunately, she passed away around 2 weeks ago. This patient, we have not submitted her the application yet.
Ed, what are your thoughts about this patient at this point?
Yeah, I think you're doing everything you can, and that's the important thing. The biggest concern I always have when I see a patient like this is we look for prognostic factors, we look for everything, and the bottom line is that if someone is losing weight or their performance status is on even a slight decline going into therapy, their chances of coming out of that therapy good are very low. And that's why it's almost better to take some time to try and optimize therapy, even though you're not treating the disease, to try and get that patient in good shape. And I agree with everything you've done. The struggle is going to be the appetite. I think the antidepressant is a very good idea. Drugs like Remeron, which have weight gain as a side effect, are also good, but they can make you sleepy as well. I tell patients, just as you talk about smoking status late, the first things I talk about to patients are, you have to keep your activity up, and you have to keep your weight on. It doesn't matter if I have 15 or 20 drugs for lung cancer. If you do not do these two things, you are not going to get a lot of therapy, because if you progressively lose weight, you will have difficulty getting your next round of therapy.
I'm curious, you know, it's interesting because the community docs here treat a wider spectrum of tumors than you guys do, at least at this point. I'm curious, Steve, as you look across your practice, do you see is weight loss more of an issue with the lung cancer patients than some of the other patients?
No. Clearly, the patients with gastrointestinal malignancies, I think far and away, that and the gynecologic malignancies, the advanced ovarian cancers and uterine cancers, the intra-abdominal diseases have much more problems with weight loss than the lung cancer patients. But I agree, it usually goes hand in hand with the performance status. Usually the people that are losing weight are also the people whose performance status is declining.